Penguin Audio presents Someone Could Get Hurt. Written and read by Drew McGarry. Hey, wait, that's me. Cool. Nice. A note from me, the author. All stories contained herein are taken from memory. If you're looking for historical accuracy, I highly recommend the 1973 Farmer's Almanac. It's unimpeachable. Malrotation. We all agreed that the child must be disemboweled. The doctor stood with my wife and me in the surgical waiting room and calmly explained what he was going to do. He would make a small incision in my son's belly. He would pull out my son's small intestine and lay it out on the table, all 8-some-odd feet of it. He would check to make sure the blood was flowing to every part of the bowel. Then he would untangle the tangled parts, stuff them all back into the baby's body, and hope that they stayed in place. My son, at the time, was 9 days old. Our third child was born 7 weeks premature with a condition known as intestinal malrotation. The doctor explained it like this. When you're in your mom's uterus, your intestines initially form outside of your body. Then they retreat into your abdomen, twist, and your abdomen seals up around them. If you're unfortunate enough to be born with this condition, 5,000 to 1 odds, though, more common in premature infants. That crucial twist never occurs, and you can end up with something called a volvulus, which sounds like a kind of Swedish superhero, but is actually a dangerous condition in which the intestines get kinked like a garden hose, and the path of digestion is cut off, restricting blood flow. You must have your belly split open so that everything can be put back in the proper order, or else you will die. If you're among the lucky souls born with properly ordered bowels, you should thank them.